Hey everyone, it's Kathy.
And Paul here with Idulting.
We're here to help you navigate the crazy world of adulting.
Because let's be real, it's a wild ride. We'll be dropping tips, sharing stories,
and maybe even spilling some embarrassing secrets along the way.
So get comfortable, grab your favorite drink, get ready to laugh, learn, and level up your adulting game. This is Idulting. Don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe, and share this podcast. Head over to idulting.com for more information and to submit questions for us about adulting.
And maybe even pick up some of our new merchandise. And if you know any fellow adults who need some guidance, send them our way. Welcome. Today we are going to be talking about common sense. The definition of common sense. In essence, common sense is a basic level of practical judgment and sound reasoning about everyday matters, generally accepted as true or obvious by most people within a shared social or cultural context.
So you may be asking yourself, how did we get here? Well, truth be told, we've had several young adults request that we do an episode on common sense.
Because they're starting to see the difference as they're getting older in the lack of common sense among their friends and peers, and it's starting to be a little frustrating. So they asked us to dive into common sense for you all.
Which we're going to do. I also want to take a second just to give a shout out. Some people I used to work with have found the podcast and are actively listening. So you guys be safe. Do what you got to do. So common sense, it's so rare these days that it should be considered a superpower.
It's true that common sense isn't always common. It's often built on experience and observation. However, young adults can definitely take active steps to increase their common sense by focusing on developing practical skills and a thoughtful approach to situations.
And here's how. The biggest thing is to embrace a learning mindset. Okay? What that means is you can learn from absolutely everything. Be curious. Approach new situations with a desire to learn. Ask why things are done in a certain way. That's important that you don't go into situations already thinking that you know everything. As they say in the dojo, you can't keep filling a teacup that's already full.
Observe and pay attention. Actively watch how other people navigate their daily tasks and social interactions. Notice the consequences of their actions, both positive and negative.
Listen more than you talk. That's called active listening. Another way we used to hear it in a less kind and friendly and gentle way was, God gave you two ears and a mouth for a reason, so keep your mouth shut and listen. You can learn a lot by listening to the experiences and advice of others, especially those with more life experience.
Ask questions, even if they seem obvious. It's better to clarify something you don't understand than to make a mistake based on assumptions.
But please engage your brain before you ask the question. I'm often the dope in the office that asks a question I already knew the answer to if I had just slowed down my mouth for a minute.
A big part of common sense is developing practical life skills. Basic home maintenance is a common sense practical life skill. Learn how to change a light bulb, unclog a drain, read basic instructions for household items.
Did you just say read instructions? They still have those?
Read basic instructions for household items and perform simple repairs. There's no reason that you need to call someone in to change a light bulb. Unscrew it, get the same wattage, put in a new light bulb. It's not that hard. It just takes common sense.
Our legal Google just said I need to give a disclaimer. We are not home repair experts. And listen, when you're putting a nail in, the top of the nail is not where your thumb goes. Financial literacy. You want to understand budgeting, saving, basic banking, and the dangers of debt. Credit card debt, young adults, is not your friend. It's different than building credit, which is a planned using of it. Using it to go out to 7-Eleven, Quick Check, Wawa, get gas, go to the movies. At the end of the month, during it, you're like, oh, it's only $2. It's only $3. And then you get that bill for $100 at the end of the month and you only have 80 and you pay the minimum payments and they got you. You're stuck for like 30 years. So make sure that you know the dangers of debt. Learn how to pay your bills on time. If you have rent due, even if it's to your parents, rent should be paid on time. If it wasn't your parents, you would end up having yourself evicted. So you should pay your bills on time.
Cooking basics. Be able to prepare simple, nutritious meals. It's essential for independence and saves you money. If you learn how to make spaghetti and meatballs with sauce, there's a meal for you that you're not paying $15 out at a diner or a restaurant. Probably cost you a couple bucks. It's common sense when you're trying to, you know, stay on budget.
A younger version of myself thought you could substitute those frozen meatballs for tuna. And that younger version with less common sense found out that was not so good.
That younger version found out that that makes you throw up.
It wasn't a good scene, guys. Time management and organization. Ah, here comes the lecture. Learn to use calendars, to-do lists, and other tools to stay organized and manage your time efficiently. This doesn't have to be an over-the-top thing, guys. I am admittedly over-the-top with my list. Sometimes I make lists of lists. You don't have to be like that, but you do need to be organized. And using calendars helps you not forget things. I have a particular skill in life that I've just developed over the years. I have a hard time forgetting things. But if you're one of those people that needs to write it down right away and get it on your list. And we use, in our house, we use Google calendars, and it works out just fine.
Think ahead. I know that you guys are living your life. You're living your best life, I hope. But think ahead. Common sense means knowing what the next day, the next week, the next month is going to bring. Think ahead. If you're responsible for your car, you need a job so you can pay your insurance. These are things that don't just magically appear. You need to be prepared. You need to apply for jobs. It takes a while to get one. You need to save money. You need an emergency fund. There are so many things in your life that you need to think ahead. If you need clothes for the next day, did you do your laundry? Just think ahead. That's a common sense and adult move.
When it comes to navigation and direction, practice using maps, dare I say, both physical and digital. I mentioned it in a recent episode. We literally had people calling when we had a cell phone outage saying that they couldn't get to work because their GPS wasn't working. So know how to use maps. Know where the important things are in your life. Another tip I will give that's not really related to this, write down the important phone numbers of your parents, of your emergency contacts, of work, and keep a card in your wallet so that if you drop your cell phone, say in a port-a-john, you can borrow somebody else's and you'll know how to dial those digits if you don't have them memorized.
No basic first aid. Now, I understand not everybody can handle blood or gore or grossness, but things like a cut that needs a Band-Aid, a bee sting, anything that's just basic, consider taking maybe a first aid course just on basic first aid. Know how to handle minor injuries. Apply pressure. Put a Band-Aid on it. This is common sense. Not everyone needs to go to the hospital. First scratch.
Use good communication skills. Practice clear and respectful communication, both verbal and written. It's important because a text message, it's okay to be talking to your friends in all those cool LOLs and ROFLs and BRBs. But true story, if it slips through in your email to your boss, poor form. You look dopey. So know what the mode is of written communication. A memo is different than a novel, is different than a text message. So learn how to express your needs and listen effectively.
Cultivate critical thinking and problem solving. So think before you act. Take a moment to consider the potential consequences of your actions before you do them. And if you have a problem, before running and yelling and saying, I don't know how to do this, I don't understand it, take a breath, think about it, come up with a solution. Use your common sense.
Weigh the pros and cons. When you're faced with a decision and it's not an emergency, has to be done right now decision, mentally or physically make a list of potential benefits and the drawbacks of each option. I use a method, a two-column method, where I list the pros and cons, and I don't make a decision immediately unless it's an operational or an emergency decision in a rushed period of time. I will walk away from a situation and let myself digest and develop those pros and cons before I do it, Because if you're thinking in the moment, you're not giving yourself the time to think, okay, what does that look like a week from now, a month from now, a year from now? If you have the opportunity, walk away, think about the decision and list those pros and cons.
And remember, if it's something simple like, I'm going to be 5 minutes late for work, I could get there if I did 80 miles an hour. Think about the long term. Think about what happens if you decide that. So you're late for work. It's probably not the best look for you, and you probably have to apologize or call and say you're going to be late, but it's probably better than a $150 speeding ticket and points on your license.
There's another way around it. You could adopt the rule that if you're not early, you're late, like my family knows. My entire life has been about if you're not early, you're late. Make sure you've left that extra time and you've already planned on arriving early. And if you're really over the top like I am, assume that there'll be one or two incidents along the way. A 15-minute trip to our local market, I plan about 45 minutes in just to get there. I'm trying. She has not yet said, you're an idiot.
Consider different perspectives. Try to see situations from other people's point of view. This can help you make more considerate and well-rounded decisions, meaning that if you're doing something that's going to affect other people, take a second to step back and realize how it's going to affect each of those people before you make that choice.
Another way that that can be done is if you're about to take an action, you can envision that action being above the fold on the front page of the paper. Today's world, that has a different meaning, I guess. But the newspaper in olden days is how we got the news. And if it was on the front page above the fold, that was the first thing everyone saw. So if your action was put on the front page of the paper that everyone is going to see, including your parents, your friends, your grandparents,
your boss,
your priest, would you still do it that way?
Right. It's called front page news. And if you live your life on the basis of everything you do is going to be on the front page, just make sure you're okay with the decisions you're making.
Learn from your mistakes. One of the things I think that I like to give as a skill today is the ability to look at the mistakes I've made and learn from them. The key is to look at your mistakes, recognize them, understand, like break it down. What happened? What did I do wrong? And what can I do better in the future?
Use logic and reasoning. Base your decisions on facts and logical reasoning rather than impulsive emotions. So if you think about, I have $50 in my bank account and I know I need to put gas in my car to get back and forth to work next week, but your friends are all saying, hey, let's go to some place, get some fast food or go get drinks. Use your logical reasoning, meaning I really can't do that tonight. Thank you for the offer, but I have to decline because you know your paycheck's not coming till the end of next week and you need that money for gas.
In developing common sense, it's important to increase self-awareness and social intelligence. I know that sounds really huge, right? Basically, what it means is know yourself and be able to read a room. Reflect on your actions. After an interaction or event, take a moment to think about how things went and what you could have done differently. Sometimes, and I try to reflect on each day, every day, it's one of my rituals in the evening. Sometimes I role play that in my head, how it could go differently or better, or what I should do next time.
Pay attention to social cues. Observe body language, tone of voice, and other nonverbal signals to understand how others are feeling and reacting. So like Paul said, read the room, meaning don't walk into a funeral and start cracking jokes. It's probably not the best room reading ability.
Unless it's mine. If it's mine, please do. It's going to be a bum of a day for me, so we could lighten the room for sure.
Practice empathy. Try to understand and share the feelings of others. This helps you navigate social situations more effectively. Now, remember, we said empathy, not sympathy. You don't need to feel what other people are feeling, but you need to understand what they are feeling.
Learn basic manners and etiquette. And knowing how to behave appropriately in different social settings shows respect and consideration. It also will help you fit in better to where you are. If you happen to find yourself transported to a country club black tie dinner, don't drink the finger bowl. Act appropriately for where you are.
And if you're not sure, just watch everyone else, follow their cues. They'll let you know how you're supposed to be behaving.
And at some of those dinners, I never had any clue which fork was which. I always had to ask my wife.
Seek experiences and learn from others, which means step outside your comfort zone. Trying new things and encountering different situations can build your understanding of the world and how things work. It can help you enhance your common sense.
Talk to people of different ages and backgrounds. That's very important. Everyone's experience offers a different perspective. So four or five different people can see the same event, but based on their own backgrounds, they have their own perception of that. And being able to freely and respectfully communicate that and talk about it is eye-opening when you talk to people and you find out, oh, that's what you saw, or, oh, this is how you heard that. It's because their life experience has brought them a different experience right in front of them.
Read. Read books, read articles. Even online forums can expose you to different perspectives and practical knowledge. Meaning, if you're not understanding something, you can pretty much anywhere in the world right now find information on it to make it make sense for you, which then becomes part of your experience, your knowledge.
And travel, even locally. You don't have to be a world traveler to be a well-traveled person. Experience new environments helps you broaden your understanding to know how things are done differently. Between here and Newark, and to give you guys an idea, because I know we have people listening from all over the world, it's about 45 miles. There's probably 20 or 25 museums and theaters and things of interest to see in different cultures, all of which you can go engage and learn about. And that helps broaden your experience and broaden your perspective on things.
So in essence, increasing common sense is about actively engaging with the world, being observant, thinking critically, and learning from both your own experiences and the experiences of others. It's a continuous process of learning and adapting. So as you get older, you will actually get more common sense, but the more you participate and the more actively you seek it, the quicker you'll gain it.
The important thing here is growth. Get out of your comfort zone. Push your limits within reason. If something makes you a little anxious, and we're not talking about suddenly we're going to go skydiving. But if something makes you a little anxious because it's uncomfortable, going to talk to that person or going to that place, those are things you should push yourself into doing. It's going to help increase your experience. You're going to have more to draw from in the Rolodex of life that helps you make these decisions. And it's going to increase your common sense. Hopefully this episode has met the needs of the people that were asking for it, because it was a listener requested topic. And of course, you guys can reach out at idulting.com with anything you'd like us to talk about, and we'll see what we can do for you.
Just remember, you've got this, adults. Keep your head up, your spirits high, and keep adulting with us. Go forth and conquer the world, or at least your to-do list.
And don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe. Tell your friends, share the podcast, and head over to idulting.com for more information and to connect with us. See you on the next episode. Be safe.